Welcome to episode 387 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Hello again.
Good morning.
It's another beautiful day here in the Reamerhood.
What's weather like there?
It's actually a little chilly this morning. By chilly, I mean, warmed up a little bit. It's 57 right now.
What's the high for today?
The high for today? Let me check that real quick because I have no clue.
So we're consistently sitting in the very high 80s to 90s every day.
The high for today is 63.
Okay, so it's going to be brisk there today.
A little brisk, yeah. There's probably some wind blowing. It'll feel warmer in the sun, but if you get in the shell, like last night, my wife and I had to go to a party, a gathering, and she's better at dealing with the cold than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the sun went down, I was like, I gotta go home.
How long are we gonna be here, right?
And she was not done partaking in the festivities yet. So
did you take two vehicles?
No, I went home. Okay. I went home and she stayed. Yeah, I gotta go get her at some point. Yeah, we do that. That's fine.
You're like, I you don't understand. I need to go home.
But her mother actually dropped us off and then was going actually like literally half a mile down the road to visit somebody. So she was ready to go to leave where she was at.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I need to go home because I have flip-flops on and I can't feel my feet.
And what was that temperature?
That temperature was probably around 46.
Okay. It's getting a little chilly. You wore a t-shirt?
No, I had shorts on, but I had a long sleeved, it's not really a sweatshirt, but it's kind of a sweatshirt.
So feet and legs were chilly.
My feet or my legs were fine. My legs tend to not get cold. It's always my upper body, my extremities. And that's exactly what happened. So I was like, I'm not going to tell you have to go home, but I have to go home.
How much of it was cold versus you were just done?
No, most of it was cold. I would have stayed and, I was done. You know, we got there like 2 o'clock. We'd been, drinking all day. So this is like 9.
Yeah.
And we don't drink much. You know, we just kind of social drink. So, but I was done, but I would have hung out and just drank some pop or some soda or water or whatever. But she's like, well, I don't know when I want to go home. And I'm like, well, your mom wants to go home.
And but I know when I want to go, though.
So there's no reason to make her wait. She can take me home and I'll come get you tomorrow. Because it was a friend of ours' house, obviously.
Yeah.
Good friend. So she can stay the night. That's fine. So that's she did. I haven't heard from her yet. So I don't know how deep into the night she got.
Right. Yeah, I would have been, the weather would have been irrelevant because I would have already been needing to go at that point.
Yeah, I make those sacrifices though for my wife. She wants to hang out and party. That's cool. I'll just be over here. I'll still hang out. I just won't partake. And then you get to be around all the drunk people when you're sober and that's never fun. So, it's a whole deal. So, it actually worked out, but I came home, took a shower and went to bed. That's what I did.
Yeah, I'm not built for gatherings. It's not how I'm wired up. I don't like get-togethers or gatherings or hangouts or anything like that nature.
Yeah.
As everyone knows. And luckily, because everyone knows that, you just don't get invited anymore. It's kind of nice.
Hmm.
Yeah, no one's like, hey, come to my thing. And I'm like, hey, don't make me pretend like I might go. And then, I don't want to have to do all that.
See, I'm not quite that bad. I will go to a gathering. But when I'm done, I'm done. It's time for me to go. I don't want to be here anymore. And I wasn't to that point yet, but I was cold. So it wasn't long before that point was coming. So why not nip it in the bud before you get shitty? Start being a shitty person because you just don't want to be there anymore.
See, so that's me. I start out shitty. I'm not only am I shitty at the thing, I'm shitty like the whole day before too. Because I'm thinking about having to go to the thing. So I'm like, don't have me go because I ruin everything. Like, don't even invite me to your thing because I make it worse. I think I just want to be at home. I want to be a hermit. I like that. I like being at home. It's my favorite place.
I could do that too. I'd be cool with that. But that's not the reality of my life. So I have to adapt and overcome.
Amazon is good enough and their fulfillment center is close enough that I don't really even need to go.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I also live in DoorDash range. Like, I mean.
I do not. Reasons, I don't. Where out where I am, you know, Grubhub, DoorDash, and there's a few places that deliver. But if I want anything besides pizza, wings, or subs, then I'm screwed.
I can get almost anything at my house, so I don't even need to. The reasons I need to leave are getting smaller and smaller.
Right. Work. You need to find a way to work from home all the time. You'd be good to go, huh?
I'd be square. Yeah. I would just grow my beard out, maybe get Jesus hair, maybe grow that out a little bit so I could pull it over the forehead some, and just stay at home all the time. And why do you need to go out?
At that point, you don't, I suppose.
Yeah.
You don't.
Because I don't crave the social interaction.
Yeah, I don't crave it. I don't mind it, though. I'm very, I guess I'm very chameleonic about it.
Yeah.
I have my, you know, like, I understand enough about the world to know that I don't get my way all the time and that there's a series of compromises that need to be made to ensure that things run right. So, yes, if I had my way, I would never go to them. I wouldn't go to them.
Yeah. But
that's just not the reality, especially with my wife, who is a social butterfly extrovert.
You and Gerald are both more social than I am.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah. Producer Gerald's here too, by the way.
Producer Gerald's always here.
That's true. He's always producing.
He's the man that makes it work.
I picked up a new game this week. Didn't play it at all, but there was a Professor Layton game for Switch, and I didn't even know that.
Oh, so you bought it?
Yeah, so I bought that.
Was it on the summer sale, or did you find
it? So yeah, it is part of the summer sale, but so then I checked, and they have a physical copy.
Oh.
And I wanted the physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon was real sketchy. The only one I could get on Amazon that wasn't outrageous was like a European copy, and I didn't want that. So I went on Best Buy, and they had the physical copy, but it wasn't on sale, but the digital one was. So I actually just I ordered it regular.
Yeah.
And there's no place to, like, see if they'll price match. So after I ordered it, I called the Clarksville store, and I said, hey, this is advertised at a cheaper price. They asked me what the price was, and they matched it without me ever. I said it was through Nintendo itself, and they never asked me anything.
Nice.
So I paid $27.99 for it, for the physical copy, but that's what the digital one's selling for on the summer sale. So I haven't started it yet, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you like the Professor Layton games.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I played one, so I'm excited to play one. I mean, we're probably talking 3DS the last time I played one.
Yeah, I'm not into Professor Layton, so.
Maybe even DS, like it might not even been a 3D situation the last time I played one.
Might have been just the DS.
Yeah, so.
Way back when, yeah, so that's...
I played the Curious Village for sure.
That's almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. The Diabolical Box. I believe I played that one as well. I didn't play that one.
Unwound Structure.
Unwound Fortune. I didn't play that one at all. Yeah, okay, so it looks like the second to last DS one that came out was the last one I played.
Yeah, it's about almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. Haven't started it yet. Hopefully it's just more of what I remember it as, and hopefully it's not something I remember more fondly than it actually is. So going to start that up, and then besides that, it was just normal stuff, some Rocket League, some Wreckfest, more Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the urge to be on Animal Crossing every day.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, my week was a little different. I think I talked a little bit last week about chasing the dragon, just wanting to find something. So I haven't had much time this week. And the hour or two I had to play, I didn't want to play Animal Crossing. I wanted to something different. So I tried out I got the trial for the PS Now. And I'm trying that. and have some issues with it. Everybody told me it was fixed, and it seemed to be working good now. And when I had Game Pass, I had no problem streaming the games. When I had my Xbox One and Game Pass, with PS Now, I have a serious. I can't stream the games. They don't run the way they're supposed to. I have to download them.
So you're downloading everything on Xbox on Game Pass, though. You don't stream anything through Game Pass. So that may be the difference.
That could be the difference. Yeah, the streaming sucks.
Yeah. So the ones you can download, which I think you can't download everything, can you?
You can't. No. I've downloaded everything I was interested
in. But I mean, does everything have a download option?
I haven't checked everything, so I don't know.
But everything you've checked has
had one? Everything I've checked has a download option.
Yeah. I knew they were adding download, and I didn't know if it was everything. But yeah, I'd heard that service was also fixed as far as the streaming went, but I haven't tried it.
And I can check my, I've been checking my speeds, and I'm getting like 62 down, 6 up. That should be plenty to stream a game, and it's not. So I don't know what's going on. But it doesn't bother me. I mean, it's still a good service because you do have access to all those games, even though you're downloading them. So I don't mind that. So I played, let's see, what did they have on there that I just got very, very early into? I went ahead and picked up Elder Scrolls Online because it was on there.
I'm definitely interested in that.
It needs friends. I was a little underwhelmed. Of course, this is the MMO. I think the beginning of most MMOs are always a little underwhelming.
Right.
So, I maybe get back into that. I in the middle of Dishonored 2, because that was one I wanted to try out. I think Prey's on there. I want to try that one out. So, I've started playing Dishonored 2, and so far, it's good. I like it. It's not, face-melting, but... So I like the first Dishonored, so figured I'd give it a shot. And
I think it's was it $10 a month when you have to start paying for it, or $7?
It's $9.99 a month.
$9.99 a month. So.
And what I've got is I've got the 7-day trial. I've got $20 sitting in my cart. I'm hoping it's on the first turnover. It's going to pull from that.
It should.
So it should pull from that because it's already sitting there in the cart. So that should be fine. And like I said, I talked last week about being on a big Borderlands kick. So I did play some more on the Switch. But then there was another character I wanted to play, but I wanted to be able to dig into the PS2 or to the PS4. So I also downloaded the Handsome Collection for the PS4. And that's why I'm playing Borderlands 2 with a different character.
You are playing too many games for me. It stresses me out.
Well, to be fair, Dishonored. I played Dishonored one night. I played. Yeah,
I got anxiety with that list.
I played Dishonored 2 one night. I played Elder Scrolls Online for. Well, I probably played it for an hour, but 30 minutes of that was character customization because I get way into that. So. That's like my favorite part of games where there's customization is creating the character.
Yeah. As I get older, I want more structure. Like, I've been seriously thinking about, like, playing a, like, Monday I play this, Tuesday I play this, Wednesday
really?
I play this, Thursday wow. I'm open. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The indecision is making me not want to play games sometimes.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I want a dedicated, like, VR day, a dedicated, whatever, Rocket League, dedicated Wreckfest, dedicated single player. Like, I want a day, I think, just so that I know what I'll be playing.
It's
stressing me out.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't play as much PS4 this week. I actually played more Switch. I don't think I talked about it. I played Ring Fit Adventure again. Just to see how much had changed there. It turns out a lot had changed. They've added several new modes and stuff like that. I didn't mess with it. I continued the story mode. I like that game, but I forgot how much running in place there is.
And, for Ring Fit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, like, running in place, which is fine. I don't feel like I'm necessarily doing anything when I'm running in place. It's like I'm marching in my house, which is kind of weird. But I like it.
You don't want to march?
In my house, it's weird.
You're going to have to excuse me. I got to go figure out what the fuck is going on here real quick.
You got a home intrusion?
I might have, yeah. There's some noises going on downstairs that aren't normal. So okay. I need to figure that out. If I don't come back, I'm dead. That's where that's at.
Maybe scream your address because I don't know it if something happens. That's what we'll have. That'll be the plan, to scream his address so I can contact the police. Also don't know which county he lives in. So there's going to be a lot of issues as far as letting the authorities know where to go. But Ring Fit Adventure is, it's fun. It's better than not doing anything. I don't know how well it is as like an exercise tool. I mean, it's better than not doing anything, but I don't think it seems like a thing that's good for people who are already in shape. Yeah, so producer Gerald's wondering if you could lose weight with this. I think so. I think if you do nothing now and you do that, it's better than what you were doing. But if there's another activity you could do, like go running or a treadmill or an elliptical or something like that, it's going to burn way more than I think this is going to burn. So I do think if this is your like entry into just being active every day and getting on a schedule, because it lets you set like alarms and reminders and stuff. So your switch will actually like turn on and make a noise to let you know it's time to work out. So I think like getting on a rhythm like that and just getting some consistency when it comes to doing stuff could help. But it kind of tells you the calories it thinks you've burned playing the game. And if it's accurate, it's pretty low. But because of the way that it works, I have trouble keeping my heart rate up when I'm doing it because it's, you'll do something for a minute, you'll run in place for a minute, but then you have to pause and fight these monsters. And, you know, you might do a lunge or like you'll put your hands up in the air and press the ring together. And when I do that, my heart rate slows down. So I find it hard to keep a like consistent elevated heart rate when I'm doing it. Now you've made it back.
I'm back.
You weren't murdered.
I'm not dead. No.
It was a false alarm.
No, there was still a weird noise. But it wasn't an intrusion.
Did you find the cause?
I did find the cause. It was no big deal. It sounded worse than it was.
Okay. So this particular one he's showing now, I haven't done this yet. But yeah, I don't think it's a great source of exercise, but if it's all you're doing, I think it's much better than doing nothing. And maybe I'm just not far enough long, but like I said, my heart rate doesn't stay elevated long enough. It's more like a mixture of like working out and remember the Wii Fit?
Yes.
Like it was sold as an exercise tool too, but mostly it was like just balance stuff and this is kind of
the balance board.
It's kind of the same. But I enjoy it. I have fun with it. I don't feel like I'm working out when I do it. It feels like a game.
Well, it's kind of supposed to, isn't it?
Yeah, but when it shows me my calories, I also don't feel like I was working out, so. It's like you played for 20 minutes and you burned 145 calories. I'm like, well, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not much.
You need to crank up the difficulty, it sounds like.
I don't know how you would. Like I said, you run for a while, but then you have to like stop and fight a thing and my heart rate slows down. Like, I played for, I think, 20 minutes, and I didn't even work up a sweat. And I sweat pretty much just getting out of bed.
Was it nice getting back into it?
It was. It was fun to get back in. It made me want to play it. Like I said, it's good if you're not doing anything. It lets you set alarms that remind, like, they wake up your Switch and make a noise to remind you to get back into it. I mean, you know, it's a good way to get into exercise, and especially for the people who are still quarantined. These are back on the shelves. Lots of stuff back on the shelves. Switches are back in stock in some places. They're going quick, but they're getting regular shipments. The PlayStation, the button that goes on the back of the PS controllers are back in stock.
Yep. I've seen all of them. Launch.
Yeah. So, I ordered one of those. Won't be here till the 18th, but I'll keep you guys updated.
Oh, one of those back buttons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need one of those.
I think for Rocket League, it's going to be helpful. I'm going to put my air rolls on those back buttons.
Oh.
So I don't have to click the sticks in. So I want to. I'm interested to see how it goes. But they're finally back in stock, so I ordered those. I saw several Switches in the wild. Mm-hmm. So they are starting to be at stores. So hopefully everybody was able to wait, can go pick one of those up now. Of course, they're probably back in the world now, so they don't need one. But
right. My Pick a Bricks finally came.
Oh, yeah.
A month later.
Yeah, that's been a while. There's the back button.
It took a month and a day from the day they were ordered to be at my house.
Was that the COVID related, I assume? Because when I ordered them last time, it was like a week.
Must be, but
yeah.
I mean, Amazon has obviously spoiled me because I'm like, oh, a month? That's too long before Amazon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly, they're building a fulfillment center in Clarksville. Producer Gerald, do you know about this? He's heard. I also heard, but I heard from a source that I wouldn't be willing to say I confirm it.
Gotcha. Could be sketchy.
Yeah, and the person that told me, I want to be like, how do you know? But I know that that's rude, but it's not somebody that I feel like would know. And they said it with all the like confidence in the world that it's happening.
Right. Yeah, you got to watch out for that.
But I'm like, hey, if they build, there you go. It's just posted right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Amazon warehouse jobs in Clarksville, Tennessee on ZipRecruiter.
Oh, yeah.
So if that person is correct and they're building it where they're building, I'll be able to see it from my house. So I should get everything with a quickness.
Yeah.
Like the future of me not leaving is looking strong.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, because it's already coming from, like, Murfreesboro, so I already can, one day everything almost.
Yeah, right.
So everything I order is here the next day, so I'm really jazzed up about the idea that I could maybe same day. So
you could get that drone deliveries.
Yeah, I'm close enough they could totally test that with me. And I'm willing to try. I mean, if they want to go that route, I'm willing to be. Or maybe I'll just fly the drone. I'll take a job there, and I can do that from home.
Oh, I'm going to get on smartphone or smart home stuff for just a second.
Good, because I got something to add too.
Okay.
So good.
The Philips Hue outdoor bulbs. Yep. Smart bulbs.
Floodlights or regular?
The floodlights.
Okay.
How are they? Do you know anything about them? They're normally like, what, 30, 40 bucks, right?
They're apparently good. Each? I think they're higher. They're expensive.
Okay, maybe it's just the regular.
Are you talking color or are you talking white?
White.
Yeah, so that's about the price they are. They're apparently pretty good.
30, okay, I'm just wondering because, remember I told you about, like, the Walmart here where I got the Philips Hue stuff last time for, like, 17 yeah. bucks?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, and I might have to go back now, but they had four of those bulbs just sitting way off on clearance for $13 each.
Really? Let me know if those are still there and you're not using all four, because I could be interested in two as well.
Okay.
Because I have a floodlight out front. Now, here's what I've been thinking about doing, because I thought about getting the color.
For outside?
$50 for a pack of them. Yeah. I want the color ones for my floodlights.
Hmm.
But they are, you can buy the whole, they come with the mount and everything for almost the price you can just the two bulbs.
Right.
Philips Hue stuff is just outrageously priced.
It is. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, but...
Yeah. It's the best is why, but it is overpriced as shit.
Yeah, it is. So what did you get?
I didn't get anything. So last night, I've been on this kick where I want like a whole home control.
Yep, you've talked about it.
Yeah, like I want a device or I want... You know, my system's a little bit messy in that it's coming through like four or five different things. So a long time ago, I'd watched this thing on YouTube. They were building a house and they were doing total home integration. And they had this company come in and they wired everything to work through like one interface with tablets and phones and everything like that. And I had went to their website, but never really looked at it. So I got on the kick and it just so happens I'd opened that tab on my phone and never ever closed it out. So I found them. And if you have a website and you don't put prices up, you're a dick.
Yep, I agree. Because
everything on there was up. like ask for a request, request price. Fuck off.
I hate that shit. Just tell me what it costs.
But what happened was it made me then search for options, and I found this thing called Brilliant. And what Brilliant is it's like these little mini like switch hubs that you can get that have screens. Maybe type in Brilliant Smart Home.
Make it happen, Gerald. Come on.
Yeah, there it is. A Brilliant Switch. So they make this thing here. So that little part there is actually a screen. And those two things on the side are controls for switches. But the cool thing is it integrates with everything I use. It integrates with Nest. It integrates with the Echo. It integrates with Google Home. It integrates with smart things, Wemo, Philips Hue. So everything I use, my August smart lock, like it integrates with everything. And it all works through that screen. So if someone rings my doorbell, it'll pop up on that little screen. If I want to control lighting, it pops up on that screen. As well as there's two dedicated switches there that I could assign to whatever I wanted.
See, that's kind of...
See this little deal on the wall there?
Yeah, I feel like I need something like that. Because here's my deal. I understand the integration. I understand that, you know, this works with Google Home and this works with that. And, you know, the problem is in order to do anything with them, even though they're integrated, you still have to go to their own apps.
Yep. Some of you do, and it's a pain in the dick.
And yeah, and that's the part I don't like. Like if I could just control everything through Google, or through whatever the integrated system there was, that's the way I want. That's what I want.
You watching this video?
I am watching this video.
This thing has got my attention.
Yeah?
It's how much is it? Expensive as fuck.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's expensive. I think it's $300 for the two for the one with the two controls.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know if I necessarily need those controls. I think I do, because where I would put it is I'll have to replace a light switch that's currently there.
Right.
And I still need to be able to control those two things. So I think I need the two one. But it's super highly rated. I checked out a ton of reviews. Everybody seems to love it.
That's good.
I'm really close. Like, I'm thinking about just spending the money on it. I'm not going to find one out in the wild, because I don't think they sell them anywhere. I think you have to order them through them.
It's an order-only thing, yeah.
Yeah, plus I think it looks fucking good. It's got a good look to it.
It does have a good look to it.
That would look good on my wall when you walk in. So, I'm very interested. I didn't even know that thing existed, so. I found a couple other solutions. I didn't think any of them were as elegant or as affordable. It sounds expensive, but it's actually pretty affordable as far as like the whole home integration goes.
Right.
Because there is no elegant way to get everything on one system.
Yeah, and that's just what I wish there was, because I need one.
Yeah. I got to do a little more reading about it, but I got close. I got close to one. Just go ahead and throw it in the cart. I need like a 30-day trial on this thing. I need that PlayStation Plus trial you got on there, PlayStation Now trial.
That's 7 days.
I could probably figure it out in 7 days if you don't count shipping. If you don't count ship time against me, I could tell you. So, I had forgot about that. I'm glad you brought up the smart home stuff.
You're welcome.
Because I'd forgot about. I looked at it last night.
I'm going to have to go get those lights now.
Yeah.
I have four spots and they had four lights. And I was like, this seems perfect.
Yeah, you should have just scooped them up then.
But I was like, I don't know enough about them. I don't know if they're any good. Because the lights that I put in there now... Even in like everything, like regular light bulbs don't seem to do well, but these smart bulbs have lasted like the longer than any regular light bulb has.
I've never had a Philips Hue bulb quit working.
So.
And I've had them for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to do more research and try to find more out. And I did. I looked up a little bit about them, but you know, everything is Philips is awesome. Philips is the best. And.
You know, you ever go to their website?
Philips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make a ton of shit that I've never even seen out in the wild.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious, like when I buy an outdoor light fixture, you're really just buying a regular fixture with a Hue bulb in it.
Right.
There's nothing, they sell a lot of shit like lamps and stuff, but I'm like, it's just a regular lamp with a Hue bulb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You actually have to go to, like, it's like Philips Hue, H-U-E.
Yes.
I forget the website. It's got a goofy website, but they don't. I don't know how you get to it from Philips's website, because they're just full of propaganda if you just go to their regular website.
Yeah.
But
they to make, be fair, like, so does the Philips Hue site. So
it's like 20 pages of items if you just do all products. They make a shit ton of stuff. Every bit of it's fucking outrageously priced.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is. An outdoor strip of lights, which is like 120 inches or something like that, mm-hmm. is like $150.
Yeah. I'm crazy.
Yeah. Sons of bitch, some people would say.
But I noticed, I mean, GE has started to get on the market.
Yeah, they do their
smart stuff, or smart light stuff now. But their stuff, you know, their bulbs seem reasonably priced. But man, their strip, it was expensive.
Yeah, I have some stripping that I got on the cheap, but I would never pay the prices that they want for this.
Like $70?
Yeah.
That's crazy for like a 3-foot strip of lights.
I got a 6-foot strip of the Hue color. I mean, that thing is like $80.
Yeah. That's, where'd you get that? Give me a 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Sure did.
I want it behind my TV.
That's where I have it. I also have the...
So do you have it attached to the wall or to the TV itself?
To the... So it's attached to the mount that holds my TV.
See, but mine's...
I have the play lights. Go to home office and gaming, Gerald. These might be a better solution for you than the strips.
Not the Philips shit.
See, if you just type in Philips Hue Play, but yeah, I spend a ridiculous amount of money because I have the Play, which are these weird little light bars that are made to go behind a TV or a monitor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I bought the HDMI sync box
to kind of give you your darker darks.
It actually extends the color of the side of the TVs or top of the TVs, depending on where you put it.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if the TV's blue on the right side, the light coming from the right side will also be blue. And if it's red on the other side, it'll be red. It like extends it, that thing.
Oh, that's cool. The sync box there?
Yeah. Yeah, and I paid that for that fucker too. So don't be excited about a sweet deal on that. I paid that for that.
Wow. Nope. I don't need it that bad. I'll just put like the white lights behind it so that it makes blacker blacks.
So there's a couple other reasons I want it. My TV doesn't have... voice control for it. I have an LG TV. And this allows me to change my inputs with, I can say, you know, Alexa, change TV to cable. That box gives me the ability to do that too, because, you know, all my inputs run through that thing. But you can see there how it extends the color.
Yeah.
Those people just had theirs sitting on the shelf. I have mine mounted behind my TV. So I have, it all works together. I have the play bar, those play bars on the right and left side, and on the top of the TV, I have the light strip. And they all coordinate together, so it shows right, left, and top. It extends it out, basically. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it sounds neat, but my wife won't be as into it, so...
Yeah, it works with PS4, and... I mean, anything that's an HDMI, it works with it.
Because that's what I have. I still have, like, 4 bulbs and a bridge to do something with that I just have here.
What about, like, you got, like, a shop or a shed or something?
No. Mm-mm. Not in anything that needs light.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Every time I go to Give Me a 5 and I see a Hue anything, I buy it. So
I've got several
white bulbs laying around too. Which that's they're affordable. Like, they didn't used to be, but I think you can get a white bulb for $15 now.
From Hue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the price. I don't check. My bulbs are fine for right now, and I still have Hues. Like I said, I still have 4 Hue bulbs that I can use, so I'm good for now.
Yeah. We should talk about video games. There's actually a lot of news.
I know. We should. We should get into it.
We should. We should dive in.
It's only $2.19 on Newegg.
I bought it from Best Buy. It had a $50 gift card. But it wasn't cheap anywhere. A lot of people said that it was not working good early on, but I've had nothing but good luck out of it. It works really well.
You just use that in sync with the play lights?
Yeah, scroll up a little bit, Gerald. See those? Those are the two lights right there. $129 will give you both the lights, and you don't have to have that box. Then you can set them whatever color you want, however you want.
Gotcha.
And I would do that before I did the strips if I were you, if you're going to do hue. If you don't mind a funky brand, you can just go get cheap. I mean, you can get lights for probably $15.
And if you can mount them to the TV on the back there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or on the wall behind the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I need. Mine's on a stand. Mine's not mounted.
Yep. They have a base, and they can be mounted. They can go horizontal. They can go vertically. They come with, like, all the mounting stuff. Yeah, that's what they look like. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
They let you hook up three, so you can do three of those or two light strips and one of those. You can do any combination of three.
Okay.
With that adapter right there. Everything powers off the one adapter.
I'll have to look into it and see where I can get.
Yep. If this is your first time here, welcome. You can support us over at patreon.com/GameStitch. You can not support us over there if you'd like to. You can just listen to this thing. You could write in.
You do, rather than don't, but... Yeah. Up to you.
We definitely prefer you listen. We also prefer you support us if you can. If you can't, then shit, I get it. Some things I can't support. You know? Can't support everything I want.
Nope. Me either.
Wouldn't be able to pay the rent then.
Tons of stuff I'm into that I can't support. Then I can't, because then I can't afford my play lights.
Smart home's not going to pay for itself. I look forward to the future for smart homes because it's only going to get better from here.
Oh yeah, it's only going to climb. You're right.
Yeah. So we're going to not start with the story that you think we're going to get with all the Sony stuff in a bit. But I wasn't sure where to put this, so I thought we'd just get it out of the way. Everybody wants to talk to Wired Magazine right now for some reason.
Yeah.
So Phil Spencer also sat down with Wired Magazine and he talked about the future of gaming as he sees it, and not surprising, I don't think, to most of us, but he sees gaming, he's thinking beyond the console when it comes to gaming. So in the interview, he actually said that you might watch Netflix. I don't know where you watch it, you don't know where I watch it, but we have the same conversations about the show. I want gaming to evolve to the same level.
So basically, any game that you want to play can be played on any device.
That's certainly the future he would want, yep.
Which is kind of what Microsoft's been preaching for... I mean, that's kind of what they wanted to do when they first brought out the Xbox One.
He elaborated a little more, canceled. Saying Microsoft is aiming to make Xbox a brand that gives people the freedom to play where you want to play. For some people, playing on a console will be the best and most reliable way to play games for a long time. For those who don't want to invest in a console, Microsoft offers games on PC as well, including Halo Infinite later this year. Additionally, Xbox gives players will be playable on your phone through streaming through the xCloud. And Spencer went on to say that Microsoft remains committed to launching new consoles. He said there will likely be another Xbox after the Series X. I don't think that Xbox Series X is our last console. I think we will do more consoles to make a great television play experiences. Experience work and delightful television play delightful. Experience work and delightful. Delightful. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's a little convoluted. He's saying like he wants to be able to play anywhere. It sounds like he wants it to be a service, but then they're also making consoles still.
Yeah. I think the way I take it is that basically the console, they're going to continue making consoles and that's going to be like the base of operations for whatever experience you're playing with. It's kind of how I'm taking it.
Yeah, I mean,
you might be able to do something eventually with your phone where like you do with the Switch where you pop it out of the dock and whatever's on the TV comes in. Maybe you'll do it with your phone. Maybe that's what Xbox or Microsoft is talking about. I'm sure they've got all kinds of huge ideas that they got running around in their filthy rich.
You
got to
think xCloud is their future. It's the miss that I think Stadia has. In that the idea isn't to have a platform that you have to play, you know, Stadia, I think is great, but you have to play it on, like you have to play with the Stadia controller. Well, you don't have to play with the Stadia controller, but like I can't get on my PS4 And jump in the Stadia app.
And jump into Stadia, right.
Right. So I think the future for the for Xbox, the xCloud, if they do it right, is that I can get my Switch out, my much less powerful Switch, and I can stream through xCloud and play whatever I want on there.
Right.
I can still earn achievements. I can still do all those things. And eventually, I'm sure they'd love a world where they could also get on the PlayStation platform. You know, PlayStation, a little more traditional Japanese when it comes to that. I don't know that they see that as any partnership they want to, you know, be a part of. But I think certainly Phil has doubled down on, you know, Microsoft as a whole, right? They make Microsoft Surface, but they also make Windows.
Right.
They want you to run Windows more than they want you to buy a Surface. But if the way you're going to run Windows is through buying a Surface, that's great too. I think it's the same deal here. They want you to use Xbox Live or Game Pass or however you want to look at it.
Right.
But if you also want to do that on an Xbox like box, they'll make that too. So I would guess that that's the future that he's talking about. I'm sure that they are working heavily on that. But I'm pretty sure that this is going to feel pretty much like a standard generation this time around.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't think.
Me too.
I just don't think the technology is there. Like you were saying, through PlayStation Now, you're seeing issues. Stadia is not perfect. I mean, I don't know that every area in the world is going to be ready for xCloud. So
I agree with that. I think you're probably looking at not this generation. They might try implementing some form of it mid-generation, late-generation. But right off the bat, I don't think you'll see much in this regard.
I'm a big fan of Phil Spencer. I think he knows what he's doing. I think he understands video games and the people that play them.
Yeah, I do too.
I wish Phil Spencer worked at Sony. So, there's that.
Are you sure? I mean, you got old, what's his face?
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. It's not Jack, Jack Reacher.
Jack Ryan. Ryan Jack. What's his name?
It's not him either.
Isn't it Jim Ryan? Jim Ryan.
Jim Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim Ryan's weird. He's a weird dude. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever seen him speak before this thing. I think I'd always read his quotes. I don't think I've ever seen him.
And he doesn't seem to be able to put together, he doesn't seem able to form an idea in his head and then communicate it.
Well, words are hard.
Fair enough.
So last week, Sony had delayed their PS5 reveal event. They went ahead and did it this week. It happened Thursday. And a lot of stuff came out of it. And we'll just kind of read through that and we'll just give some impressions. We got some listener mail to tie in with this. But they called it the future of gaming. It was originally scheduled, then it was delayed, then it was scheduled again, then it was delayed. Well, it finally went off this time. And it ran about an hour in length. And they opened the show with Grand Theft Auto 5. Just what you wanted. Rockstar, Grand Theft Auto 5. So they announced that Grand Theft Auto 5 Online will be coming free to PlayStation 5 at launch for anyone who's a PlayStation Plus member. As well as there is a revamped and expanded full game coming. Full Grand Theft Auto 5 coming in 2021, which I assume will have all the single player stuff in there. And they also announced that apparently you can make a shit ton of money in Grand Theft Auto 5 for PS4 until the PS5 version comes out. I think they're giving you $1 million a week or a month or something like that.
Yeah.
Along the way, so.
In case you're still playing that.
In case you're still playing. Yep. I wonder if you have to log in to get the money, probably.
I would imagine so.
So you have to log in. Is it weekly or is it monthly? I think it's weekly. It's $1 million. They'll just give it to you?
You got to do some
Gerald
challenges.
Sanders challenges involved, so I'm definitely out on that.
The next game they showed was Spider-Man, Miles Morales. It takes over as basically Miles. If you're not familiar with Spider-Man, Miles Morales is the newest Spider-Man, like after Peter Parker. And there's going to be a new Spider-Man game that is going to feature Miles Morales. He was teased a little bit in the Spider-Man game that came out last year. I don't know if you played through it, you'll remember that. I think it was a sneaking part with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
So they did tease him. there was some back and forth here. First, people said no, it was just going to be an expansion, an added expansion for the original Spider-Man game. And then apparently that's been clarified now that no, Spider-Man Miles Morales is its own game. I guess most importantly, it's going to be releasing for the PS5 holiday this year. So
it is its own game, but it's not Spider-Man 2.
Right. It's a weird middle place. It's like Borderlands, yeah, so the pre-sequel or something.
Yeah, it appears to be they're going to reuse all the assets from the city and everything like that, but it's going to be a separate standalone story told in that universe, I guess.
Yeah.
It's weird. The more they talk about this, the more crossed I get on what it is. It's an expanded game, but it's not a expansion. Like, it's not DLC.
Yeah, it's not a DLC expansion for Spider-Man, but it's not Spider-Man 2.
And you should have known. Like, I mean, the timeline's not there for it to be Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I guess the closest thing to compare it to would be, what was the...
The First Light.
No. Not even that. For Uncharted 4.
Oh, The Chloe Lost Legacy.
The Lost Legacy. Yeah, I think that's probably the closest thing to compare it to. It takes place in that same universe, just with a different character.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I won't know until I see more about this, because Lost Legacy was like a brand new game.
Right.
And I wonder if this is going to be like a brand new game.
Well, I'm sure the story and stuff, it will be its own story. I don't think it takes place.
But like Infamous First Light or Second Light or whatever that was called with Fetch was sort of, that wasn't a new Infamous game.
Right.
But it sort of was.
Right. Yep.
So this, I think, is sort of like that. Anyways, it looks great. More Spider-Man, can't go wrong. That game was excellent in every way. And then they showed off Gran Turismo 7. I actually thought this suffered most from it being streamed out, because I know how good Gran Turismos look, and I think it just looked okay. It looked like a Gran Turismo.
I don't know that they showed quite enough to...
Yeah. They have a story mode now.
They do. And not just that, but I think something else you need to keep in mind when you're watching these, both for the Xbox, for Microsoft and Sony, is... You can't expect the major graphical jump that you got from... We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
You can't expect those major graphical jumps from, you know, like PS1 to PS2 or PS2 to PS3. Though the aspects of those things are now getting more minute.
Yeah.
Like, you know, pixel counts, you know, go up. So there's more pixels. So something does look more a little more realistic. But if you're not, you know, into that... Or you're not going to notice a big change if you're not actively looking for those graphical upgrades. So I think that's important to keep in mind when you're watching all of these, is that you have to go in with that mindset, I think.
Well, I think this game will blow your mind on your TV with your HDR running and your 4K and all that stuff. But through a stream, I thought it looked like Gran Turismo, which always looks beautiful.
Right.
But... It does have a campaign mode now, which is kind of the thing they leaned on. But I didn't, I mean, it was Gran Turismo.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what I got out of it.
A new Ratchet & Clank's in development. And looks like there's going to be collapsing dimensions. Well, it's called Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. And there's going to be futuristic cities, collapsing dimensions, dinosaurs. They did have a small demonstration that featured gameplay. Had like some grinding section and flight on an alien creature. So Ratchet & Clank going back to being Ratchet & Clank.
It looked good.
It did look good.
It looked good. It started out and I'm like, oh yeah, Ratchet & Clank. And then as they showed more, I'm like, this looks really good. If you like Ratchet & Clank, I don't see how you won't like that. That's a no-brainer. It looked really, really excellent. And I think it's doing what they always wanted Knack to do. They always wanted Knack to show off, like, hey, look what the PS4 can do.
Right.
I think this is a much more elegant way to show off, like, how pretty. I mean, it looked like a Pixar movie.
Yeah. It does look really good.
Yeah. So I thought it looked excellent. Then they showed off Project Athea. Some people are saying Project Athea. I don't know.
I don't either.
No, it's a Square Enix and Luminous Productions. This is not my kind of game. Some sort of werewolf-like creatures. There's some flying sections. It is exclusive to PS5. There's also a shit ton of cloudiness when it comes to exclusive on what's exclusive, because a lot of this stuff is day and date on PC.
Right.
And then there's timed exclusives. So if we say exclusive and you know it's coming to something else, you don't have to let us know. It is what it is, because I thought the wording around all this was ultra complicated, almost as complicated as whether or not that's a new Spider-Man game.
Right. Yeah.
Which it lots is, of, but it might not be.
Lots of that. next up was Stray. Annapurna Interactive. It's a robot-focused game called Stray. Set in a world where humans have died off and cats are still in abundance. Yeah. And apparently the robots seem to be replacing humanity in their old roles. It's got these cute little kitties wearing backpacks, you know, neon-infused aesthetic. Yeah, it looks cool, but it's going to be a weird one, I think.
I don't know what one does as a stray cat in a cyberpunk world.
Me either.
But if I play a cat, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a cool idea. So
I'm gonna keep my eyes on this one. I thought it looked bizarre, and it looks like something I might want to check into.
Yeah, it could go either way. It could be interesting. It could be an entire what the fuck is happening right now. We just don't know. I don't think we'll know until later.
Oh, I think it'll be what the fuck's happening either way, whether it's good or not. Then we saw Returnal, which wins my award for the shittiest name. This is Housemarque's new game. So Dead Nation, Alien Nation, Rezogun, Super Stardust, those guys. Some sort of sci-fi type game.
But it's got a weird, like, time loop thing.
Yeah. This game was strange to me, and it's definitely a departure from what they've done in the past.
Right.
But you crash land on an alien planet. It's got like a, what's that Tom Cruise movie?
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. It's got a real Edge of Tomorrow vibe.
Where you die, and you wake back up, like, on that same planet at that same moment when you crashed, but apparently the planet can be completely different now.
Yeah, so it's like that, except for it's not the same day. I don't know.
Yeah, super confusing.
It looked good.
I mean, it does look good, but I don't know.
I'm not going to play this.
It's a weird idea. I'll wait and find out more.
It seems like something you might play. I don't want to play this.
Yeah, you won't play it. I might play it. I just got to see how that time loop stuff works.
Look how tiny that person was running.
Because I'm not a fan of like the roguelikes.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of those games. And this almost has a feeling of that to it. Every time you die, you go back.
It does have that feeling. They didn't use that term anything. So maybe it's not. I don't know. It's bizarre. It's got a real weird vibe.
But the way they explained it sounds exactly like a roguelike.
It does. I don't know.
So...
That's a
thing.
Why
don't you go ahead and take the next one, too?
So then they showed off Sackboy: A Big Adventure. This is being developed by Sumo Digital, who did Little Big Planet 3. And this leaves almost as many questions as every other game we've talked about so far. It's obviously not called Little Big Planet, which I think was probably smart. They don't show off any building. They strictly show off gameplay. It's obviously multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
They do show off that Sackboy is still as adorable as ever. But I don't know. It was there, Gerald, if you scroll down. It's just the icon or the logo for the game. One more.
Yeah.
One more. Right there in the middle. I don't know. It looked cool. It looked like Sackboy. They've gone into the 3D world. So when you used to create in Little Big Planet, you could use all of the space. You could go up and down, but you had to trick the camera into thinking what angle you were looking at. This looks like you can be in a 3D space. The camera actually turns at one point, and you're going a different direction. By calling it you know, what they did by calling it a big adventure, Sackboy Big Adventure, and not calling it Little Big Planet. I wonder if you can even create.
Yeah, is it just going to be like a platformer?
The only customization you may have might be a home area and the way your Sackboy looks.
Right.
Yeah. Gerald brings up Astrobot. It does have an Astrobot vibe.
Knack.
I will tell you that Little Big Planet 3 was my least favorite. I do believe that Sumo Digital can do a good job with building a single player game. I think where it was missing its charm was in the building. So, you know, if what it is a platformer,
mm-hmm.
then I think there's a place for it. So I'll buy it. I'll buy pretty much anything that franchise ever does. So I'll buy it. I'll play it. I'll probably enjoy it, but I am curious to see more about this game.
They also showed off Destruction All-Stars by Lucid Games, an action sports game called Destruction All-Stars. During the event, featuring destructible vehicles as well as on-foot characters.
Oh, shit!
Basically, it's like a demolition derby taken to the limit. Maxed out.
It looked fun. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not into it, but on sale, I'll pick it up cheap. We'll play it together and probably have a good time.
I did Thunderground. It seems like a thing that we could play and have fun with. I'm always apprehensive about games like this, though, because they may only be fun for 5 minutes.
Right.
Like, if the gameplay is not...
Yeah. Right.
It looks like they're going for, like, an Overwatch vibe with the way that their characters are, and the personalities seem large. I don't know.
Figure out how you're supposed to fight a truck.
When you're not in a truck, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
time will tell. I like the idea, but I don't know. Like, I hope that's free.
Right.
It'd be great if that was free. They showed off Kena Bridge of Spirits. This is an adorable adventure game developed by Ember Labs. I believe they have their... they come from the narrative storytelling production side of things.
Yeah.
I thought this game looked adorable. There's these weird little fluff ball furry things. And I thought this game looked excellent. If you can't tell, there is a very strange vibe with the games that they showed off.
Everything they showed
off is a little bit weird. With the exception of maybe Spider-Man. And who knows what that even is. But the games they showed off were a very odd selection of
games. Very odd games. You're absolutely right.
But I thought that game looked good.
Yeah. Same thing, you know, Goodbye Volcano High, they showed off. Fantasy creatures in a hand-drawn art style. It's supposed to be an emotional game set at the end of an era, whatever that means.
It is dinosaurs in high school that are, like, crudely drawn. Not a game you would think you would see it in a real reveal event. That was maybe the most bizarre game they showed off. Well, there's one coming that's also really weird.
There's one more, yeah.
Goodbye Volcano High is... I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. People are talking about Daria. Remember that?
Yeah.
They're getting Daria vibes from this.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very emotional and...
Look at it. It's just crazy.
So weird.
That seems like a game you would play, too.
I might.
Yeah, it seems like a game you would play. Moving on, they showed off Oddworld Soulstorm. It looked really good. It looked like Oddworld.
Yeah.
I'm not super into Oddworld. It looked awesome. This game has been in the works forever.
I was a big fan of this one, too.
It looked great.
And they showed off Ghostwire Tokyo. Bethesda and Tango Gameworks is who's doing that one. First time we saw it, I think, was at E3 2019. And now we saw our first look at gameplay. Twisted and changing world, overrun with spirits. It's in first person, has some horror sci-fi vibes, and sure does look different from what Tango did in the past.
Yep, it didn't do anything for me.
Me either. This one doesn't do much for me at all. It's Yeah, I don't have anything to say about that. It doesn't.
Yeah. Yep.
Not,
me too.
Yeah. Not, yeah. I mean, there we are.
Yep. They showed off Jet the Far Shore, developed by Super Brothers. Jet the Far Shore was shown during the real. Sorry about the line. Doesn't not necessary for you. It's a dreary. The world is shown as dreary, but a rocket flies into space and shows the series of satellites that appear to hold some sort of future for the planet. This is another one that I thought looked okay, but it's weird again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll play it either.
Yeah, this one doesn't seem to do much for me.
They didn't really show too much. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, one of the things to remember about this reveal, I think, is we keep talking about how weird everything looked. I think this was supposed to show off what the PlayStation can do. It doesn't give you any story ideas. It doesn't give you, you know, any characterization ideas, except for sequels where you already know the characters or whatever. So I think this was just take everything with a grain of salt as far as what these games are. We say they're weird, and they probably are weird, but this was a showcase to just to see something. And that's all we know is the visual aspect of it.
It was great to not see Sony come out on stage and show off Call of Duty.
Right.
But these games, to me, were almost distractingly odd.
All of them, yeah. There's some there, yeah.
In a way that when they were showing the next one, I was still confused about the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what you're saying, that they wanted to show off, like, here's all... I mean, it's sort of like when you show off Dreams or Little Big Planet, like, look at all the shit that could be made in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that, but I thought these were... Some of these were... I was like, I don't even understand what's happening. And then they're on to the next one where I don't even understand what's happening. And then they're on to the next one. I'm not even sure if Spider-Man's a new game or not.
Right.
Like, it was. That's how I felt the whole... It was like, huh.
Yeah, just kept going with it.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, next, they showed off Godfall. I'm not going to go too much into it. We saw that at the Video Game Awards in December. Yeah. Intense melee combat using a variety of weapons, supernatural and sci-fi elements. You'll be able to unlock godlike armor to defeat powerful foes. It's coming
out. I feel like I know what that game is. I don't need to see it anymore.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's fine. Then they showed off Solar Ash from the creators of Hyperlight Drifter. And boy, it looked like Hyperlight Drifter to me. It arrives in 2021. I'm not going to go too far into that because I didn't play Hyperlight Drifter or get into that game at all. People love it. It looks like that. If you like that, I'm sure you'll like this. Dan's left. Dan has exited. Did he leave the room, Gerald? Oh, he froze. He didn't leave. He's frozen. I'm going to keep going. All right, let's jump to the next. Hold on, let me unlock my iPad. I was ready for Dan to do the next one. So then they showed off Hitman 3. Hitman 3, of course, we have covered the story of IO and everything they've gone through as they found their independence. But IO is out there making the Hitman series and Agent 47 Returns. It looks like Hitman, it's coming out in January of next year. I am interested to see if this comes episodic or if it comes more as all on one disc like Hitman 2 did. So I am interested to see how Hitman 3 looks when it arrives.
Really?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it arrives. I'm not going to play it.
Oh.
I'm interested to see if they go episodic or if they go...
Oh, if they do it like they did or...
Yeah, so...
Gotcha. You know,
episodic at first and they switched over. I love the story of IO. I love that somehow they managed to leave Square Enix but keep their game and now they're out there doing their thing. I'm just a big fan of their...
Tenacity?
Yeah. And where they're going. I mean, I'm sure they'd love to make more than just Hitman. So I'm interested to see where IO goes. I think it's a cool story. So, Hitman it's long documented on why this game isn't for me, but I'm excited to see how this gets here.
Astro's Playroom. They showed Astro's Playroom.
Yep. It looked like Astrobot, but it didn't, don't know what it is.
Don't know anything about it. Just a brief.
I don't know if it's VR. I don't know if it's just a play thing for PS5. I don't know what it is. Look like more Astrobot. Astrobot's a good thing, so. Then they showed off Little Devil Inside, which I also thought looked great and looked like something I want to play. An adventure game with a unique look. It's mystical creatures. It's a stealthy exploration, which has me a little scared. Direct combat and even hunting wild creatures. I think this is the game where the dude takes a dump.
Yeah.
At one point. I really like the look of this game. I like the vibe.
It has a real cool art style to it, a cool look. I have to wait and see more. Right now, I'm like, yeah, it looks all right. But I really do need to see more to determine if it's one that I want. It's got kind of a Monster Hunter vibe at some point.
Is this the game where the guy takes a dump, or is that a different game?
I don't know. I don't remember. I might have missed that. I don't know if I remember anybody taking a dump.
Maybe that's not the game I'm thinking of. This game looks excellent, too. Maybe I've got my games mixed up. Yeah, that's not the game where the guy poops, for sure. I don't think so. Maybe it is. Scrub a little bit and see if it... Yeah, this is the one. That dude's going to end up on a toilet in a second.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The guy that was just taking a bath.
Ah, okay. Well.
He takes a poop. There he is.
Oh, there he is. He's pooping.
Yeah, I thought it was this Maybe. Game. This game looks great to me.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's... We'll see.
Yep. Everything on the list. We'll see.
Everything on the list. That looks like the Journey people, kind of.
Yeah, it's got a That Game Company vibe to it.
Yep. There's a lot of interesting things about this. Again, it looks great. That's what Sony was going for. I don't know anything about it, really.
Yeah. So, welcome to the future of PS5.
Gaming.
Whatever they call this. Yeah, the future of gaming.
Looks good. Don't know what it is.
Everything looked great. Everything was confusing as hell.
And
except for this one.
Got to have a sports game when you're doing a reveal, right? So we saw NBA 2K21 got its first teaser.
It really showed off their sweat tech.
Yep, sweat tech.
Very sweaty.
Beads clearly dripping down faces. So, NBA 2K21. Woo!
I'll go ahead and say maybe too sweaty.
Sweatier than I enjoy my video games.
They were like so proud. It's like when you first figure out how to do something, you do it too much.
Yep.
That's how I felt about the sweat. It was like a lot of sweat. Looked good, though, I guess, if you play basketball. And then they showed off the most bizarre of all these games, even though they're all weird. They showed off Bug Snacks from the creator of Octodad. There's a lot to be said here.
Whew.
You're like a thing. Apparently, you eat stuff and your hands become that thing. Like Octodad, I'm sure it controls like shit. There's a strawberry. There's burgers. There's Bug Snacks.
Yep. You eat something and your hands turn into it. Take on characteristics of it or something.
Here's the best thing about this game is this is probably the game that I've heard the most people talk about.
Because nobody knows what in the fuck is going
like,
on.
What the fuck was that? Yeah. So you've got this weird like Australian otter dog thing with like walrus fangs. And once he eats the strawberry, he gets a strawberry hand.
Yeah.
See, you get a hands, your feet, you got a bucket on his head. I don't know. Bizarre. Yeah,
and I don't know what you do with any of those things. So I don't know what you do with strawberry hands. Or with like egg toes or donut neck.
A submarine sandwich centipede.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a snail with a basketball. So
So weird. Watermelon crawl.
It's so weird.
Oh, excuse me. There were some rumors going around that Demon Souls was getting a remake for the PS5. And that's true.
Yep.
Nothing else to be said. It's true.
Shuhei Yoshida announced that one.
Yep.
It's good to see them back. Then they showed off Deathloop from Arkane Studios. It was first shown off, I think, at E3 2019. Assassins are engaged in an ongoing duel. A lot of first-person stealth. You know, we're talking about what you just talked about not wanting to do. There's a death loop here.
Yes.
Series of events that you have to get just right.
in order to finish a stage or a mission or whatever. Yeah. And
I was not interested in this. Not only is it first person, but I also am not super into the loop.
Yeah, I'm not into the whole death loop roguelike thing, all that. Next up, I believe, was Resident Evil Village.
I missed a bold here. Way to catch
it. Shot of a forest, weird stuffed animals, woman riding a folktale before, or reading a folktale before things get incredibly violent. It's going to be in first person like Resident Evil 7. I think it's going to be more of like an atmospheric action game than it is straight up horror.
Seems like a good way to poop your pants.
I don't know that it's going to have quite, I guess so. Like a thriller,
Pants pooping.
Pants pooping.
I like what Resident Evil's doing right now. They've got these two different paths. If you like old Resident Evil, those are being remade. But if you like what the series is doing now, which I think, like you said, is much more of like a horror thriller thing, I like that the two paths are going for that. Because if you like traditional Resident Evil, it's there. And if you like what they're doing now, it's also there. I hope they continue to do the VR thing, even though I don't have the ball sack to play it that way. I hope they keep doing it that way, because I think that game is super creepy. The idea of it scares me enough I won't even play it.
Yeah, apparently there's werewolves in it.
Oh yeah, too. Oh yeah, it's all the way out there.
Which I like werewolves. I can get behind werewolves. I think they're one of my favorite monsters, so to speak. I like werewolves.
Yeah. We're gonna stick with a theme that we've seen more than once.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Pragmata. Pragmata is a post-apocalyptic game where cats are now holograms. Horrifying natural disasters wreck the world of Pragmata. We see a man in a spacesuit thrown into the air along with several cars, finds himself on the moon with a little exploration. It's going to arrive all the way in 2022. More cats, more sci-fi.
More fucking weirdness.
More fucking weirdness. Game's so far away, it may be something totally different by the time it comes out.
And my favorite reveal of this, I guess, conference or whatever it was, Horizon Forbidden West, sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm pretty sure we all knew this was probably in development. They finally showed it off. It's got Aloy narrating the trailer. Real impressive environments and fauna. Apparently, something is causing the wildlife to die off, and she has to race to discover what it is. I believe this. I'm not going to spoil Horizon. I will just tell you that I believe this game takes place more on a westward journey.
Sorry, I'm passing out over here.
That's okay. She can now do some things underwater. Explore. Discover secrets beneath the surface. So made some changes. Going to have some new creatures, robots, whatever you call them. So
this looks game good. Doesn't even look like Horizon to me.
Yeah, yeah, that's an issue I have.
But I don't mean it in a bad way or a good way. I just mean it doesn't look like Horizon to me.
Right. It's got.
It looks like you dropped her in a different world.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Looks I think great, that's going to have something to do with the new locale.
Yep, I think so too.
Which is why you're saying that. I don't think you're going to see this taking place too much where it was originally, where the first Horizon took place. Like I said, I think you're going to see some for lack of a better term, manifest destiny come into play here. So, like I said, just without destroying the ideas and spoiling Horizon, I think you're going to play. It looks great.
I get some even Legend of Zelda vibes.
And Aloy, I always liked Aloy. She's one of my favorite gaming protagonists.
Just like the pretty green world with those weird like mechanical arms shooting through the ground. Give me some real like Zelda vibes.
Yeah.
It looks like Horizon kicked up a notch. I think Gorilla's firing on all cylinders right now. And
oh, yeah.
You know, Herman Holst is now the head of first party for Sony Interactive. So I'm sure that this will be excellent.
Me too. Looks great.
Looks really good. So that was amazing looking. And then they went into probably what was most people's biggest moment. They showed off the actual PlayStation 5.
They did.
They showed off two versions. They showed off a digital version and a little more sleek, and then they showed off the disc version. So much like the Xbox, there will be two versions of the PlayStation 5. It does not look like the Xbox Series X, however.
It doesn't look like a PlayStation machine, to be fair.
It definitely has a look to it. I like the way it looks. I think you don't love the way it looks. It seems like this design has most people in one of two places. I'm not hearing anybody be like, oh, I kind of like it. I kind of don't. It's people
nope,
like
it's
it
either
or they
hate
don't.
It or not. Kind of looks like a Wi-Fi. It looks like a Wi-Fi router
a lot of
in a white
making,
binder.
Yeah, a lot of people are making Wi-Fi references. A lot of people saying it looks like something with two pieces of paper stuck on top of it, top and bottom.
Yeah.
A lot of jokes going around, just like they did with the Xbox to show off, you know, everybody compared it to a refrigerator.
The fridge. Yeah.
You know, the fact is you can't design a console that everybody's going to love.
Mm-mm. No.
I like the way it looks. I actually like the way the discless works better. It looks like they designed that one, and then somebody was like, but where does the disk drive go? And then they just slapped it on there.
Slapped it on the side, yeah.
Sony does have renderings of how it lays on its side, so it does not have to be vertical. If you go to their website, you can actually see the renderings of how it goes. They showed off a media remote. They showed off the DualSense charging. They showed off the camera for it. They
showed off the taco camera.
Yeah, I like it. It looks like a robot hand holding a camera.
Uh-huh.
I like the design. I like the white. I like everything together. I think it gives me a real Astrobot vibe with the blue glowing and the white and black together. It's very tuxedo. Yeah. Everything's dressed up and ready to party.
I get the Astrobot vibe. I am not a fan of this design. To me, this design looks like someone in 1992 was writing a video game about 2020, and this is what they thought the 2020s would look like, and they were spot on. For that reason, because of that, it seems almost to look very fake to me. Like it doesn't, it's that aesthetic doesn't blend with anything I have,
right?
At all.
That's
ever.
On purpose.
Ever, ever though.
I don't
like,
love
it. Will
the way
never blend with anything.
I like it standing up better than laying down.
See, I'm going to have to lay down. It looks better standing up. It looks like a fucking trophy of some sort.
Yeah.
When it's standing up. Again, straight out of Blade Runner. Total Recall. It looks like something out of Total Recall.
What about Demolition Man?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That could be the fourth seashell.
I'm a big symmetry guy, and this thing is not symmetrical. The disc
no
one.
Symmetry to it at all.
Or really
especially
either one of
with
them.
A disc.
Yeah, they
especially with a disc.
That it has weird angles, but I do like it.
Now, that said, you've just said you like it. I've said I don't like how it looks. With that said, I will buy it.
Yeah.
Regardless of how it looks. And over time, that look won't matter.
I hope that no one is going to buy or not buy either console because of how they look. That would be the worst reason to buy or not buy one, in my opinion.
Right. Right.
I want to use this time. We're going to get more into look in a second, but I'm going to use this time to jump into the listener mail. Everybody remembers Matt from like the first 100 and some odd episodes, but he wrote into the show and talks about the event that took place. I'm going to leave some of this off, but we'll start right here. When the DualSense was revealed, I had high hopes. The controller design seemed to be leaning more towards the genius that is the Xbox controller, but having seen the new console, I can't help but be turned off by the overall design of the system. While I love the color scheme, even though I think dirty gamers around the world will no doubt ruin the white with their Cheeto hands, or what have you, the console is easily the dumbest thing I've seen since the Madbox mock-ups came out a few months ago. Maybe it's the minimalist industrialist in me, but I wanted to see something more akin to the Series X, a low-key box that can shred its way through more interesting. That can shred is a way more interesting than something that looks like it came off the USS Enterprise that can be easily mounted or stored. The weird moth ears vents also look stupid. There's probably a point where the design was more compact and less crazy, but it seems like they've moved in the realm of tacky, basically, is where he lands on this. He also wasn't impressed with the game's lineup. They seem to be a push for tribes with wooden mask and magic in the PS5 game lineup. I guess the new grappling hook, in his opinion, as well as the Neo Astronauts. He doesn't really like anything here. He was thoroughly unimpressed and disappointed, and this presentation solidified my decision to wait to the second iteration of hardware or a better lineup for PS5 before moving forward. So we can unpack this a little. I think we've already probably discussed most of this. I think the look is, and we're going to get into Jim Ryan's comments about the look. It was made for this purpose. It was made to
stand out.
Yeah.
And look like the only piece of future tech in your house.
Yep.
Essentially is what that is.
So there's a comment, Neil Druckmann made about Naughty Dog or about The Last of Us 2, where he said some people will hate this game and he prefers them to hate it than to feel okay about it.
Right.
He doesn't want anyone to play The Last of Us finish and say, it was okay. He wants you to love it or hate it. I feel like this design was doing the same thing. They made a design that they wanted people to either like or not like, but not feel about. And, you know, a lot of people are coming down on the side of you and Matt. The game's lineup wasn't what he wanted. Again, I think the game lineup is strange. They have another event planned. I think you're going to get some more traditional looks out of stuff in that event. But we're never going to see the jump that we saw from generation to generation again. I mean, these systems look extraordinary. Everyone's still saying The Last of Us 2 is the best looking game they've ever seen. And they're doing that on a 7 or 8 year old console. I don't know. Producer Gerald, where do you land on the looks? He likes it. Look at that.
He likes it.
That's the world we live in where we just split it 50% like that. I like the bat ears. I like that it's funky. I like that it's white and black. I like that it looks like if I told a 7-year-old to design a game console, because it looks fun. It looks like it does a thing. It doesn't look like another black box. One feels like a special edition to Gerald.
Now I can say if the price difference will definitely be there. If it's sufficient enough, this will be the first console I buy that is discless.
Yeah, you're gonna go discless if the gap is wide enough.
Now here's we already talked about it a little bit, but I believe the prediction was that it's gonna be $50 less. I think in order for me to go discless, I need it to be $100 less.
I think it's going to be $50 less. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it'll be $100 less. I think
$100 is that point that makes streaming only is a huge step for any gamer, because even ones who stream now, the fact that they can put a disc in is always in the back of their mind.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's got to be $100 minimum for people to take that jump to say, you know what, I'm not even going to have the option for a disc.
And I think we talked about it. I think the price for this will be $400. That would mean that in your world, the discless would have to be $300, in my opinion. I think that's doable. Gerald has the Series X and the PS5 pulled up next to each other, and I'm fucking glad that they both exist, and I'm glad that they both look like they look.
Yeah.
Because they are entirely different.
I mean, at the end of the day, every time a console is revealed, this conversation happens, this argument, this debate.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years in, that debate is completely forgotten about because it doesn't matter anymore.
I'll tell you, just looking at both of them side by side, my problem with both of them is the disk drive. I don't like the slot at the bottom of the Xbox Series X, and I don't like the growth on the side of the PS5.
The tumor?
Yeah.
The disc tumor?
I'll tell you what, though. I like the white on black. I like that DualSense controller a lot, too.
I do like the controller.
I mean, it looks like they it may handle like shit, and we'll address that if it happens, but it looks like they Appled or Tesla'd up the DualShock.
Yeah, see, I can, and I'm okay with the with my controller being my only piece of future tech in my house. The console I have a problem with because it's too noticeable.
Let's jump into Jim Ryan's comments about the why it looks the way it looks. Because the form factor has been the hot button topic with everybody. So Jim Ryan sat down with CNET to talk about why it looks the way that it looks. And he said, we wanted to do something that was bold and daring almost. We wanted something forward-facing and future-facing, something for the 2020s. The PS5 design is meant to demonstrate Sony's belief that technology inside and the games that run on it are as eye-catching as the outside that you see. He went on to say that it's meant to grace your living room. The PlayStation sits in the living area of most homes, and we kind of feel like it'd be nice to provide a design that would grace most living areas. That's what we've tried to do. And, you know, I think we've been successful in that, he went on to say.
I think parents of children are going to lose their minds if the thing has to be in their living room.
It's going
to
grace your living room, Dan. It's going to grace your living space. You said it doesn't match anything, doesn't need to, because this is going to make your new living room.
No.
This will be the focal point. When people walk in, you're going to show them the PS5 and all its glory.
Yeah, I get the idea behind it, but no. It's not going to go down that way.
I don't
have to worry about it. Mine goes up in my bedroom, so.
It's going to grace your living space, wherever that be. Those comments are silly. I mean, they made a design that looks like a gaming console. It reminds me of like an older, because now they've kind of gone to the box look, but like an old like gaming desktop whenever Alienware was doing like crazy designs. It's got that vibe.
The cool stuff. Yeah,
I like
it. Have that vibe.
I like it. It's adventurous. It is daring. It is not a black box. I think Microsoft was safe to do a black box. Neither one of these look like they're very good to fit in any sort of
space
that you already have. I mean, the Xbox is like a shoebox, like a Vans shoebox.
Yeah.
And
apparently the PS5 is actually taller than
the
Xbox.
PS5 have bat wings. Yeah, everybody's trying to determine how big it is. So what they're doing is taking the image of the controller beside it and they're stacking controllers to try to get it. It looks like the Xbox is about 3 controllers high, and it looks like the PS5 is about 4 controllers high. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. PS5 usually has a power supply built inside. That obviously makes it a bit larger.
Right.
The fact of the matter is none of this matters. None of it.
Right.
It doesn't matter at all. People hate it. People love it. Everybody's still going to buy it or not buy it. Yeah. It does have bat wings.
White bat wings.
Yeah. I heard somebody say it looks like a building in Dubai. I think that's funny.
It does.
Because it kind of does. Yeah. So I thought that was a funny comment. You know, a lot of people are saying it looks like, you know, kind of what you were saying. Looks like a Wi-Fi router. It looks like someone designed a game console.
Looks like a dehumidifier. Air circulator.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many thousands of memes that I've seen where they turn the Xbox into a mini fridge. So, you know,
right.
It's fine. They're all fine. I'm glad it's not that V fucking thing that they kept showing off.
Yep. That's better. I would have been disappointed with that too.
Yep. Yeah. I'm glad it's not that. It looks like a battery off of my fucking, electric weed eater. But yeah. Like, there's your Dubai building.
Yep, there it is.
It actually looks legit like that. It looks so good like that. You see that robot down there? What's that robot from? Whoa. I tapped something.
There's the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah, back up to the little robot down there. That little guy next to the controller. I keep seeing the meme that has that guy. What's that thing from? Wally. I keep seeing that guy next to Wally, and it says when the Xbox or when the Series X meets the PS5.
Yeah.
And they have Wally next to the little space robot because Wally's kind of chunky and blocky.
Yeah.
So I think that's fun. I love memes. I think all these are good. They love the show, the Xbox controller and a cami, which makes the DualSense. I think all these are fun. I like all of these. I saw some mock-ups where they have like the someone did the Miles Morales edition where it's just like it was except for the blue is glowing red.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all black instead of black and white. It looks super cool. I think there's a lot of options to make this thing look crazy. So we'll see what the future holds. I'm sure at some point they'll make something that looks drastically different than this.
Colors will be nice if they ever get there.
But for now, I'm okay with how it looks. I think it looks fun. So time will tell.
I'm not a huge fan, but that's okay. We went over it.
Yep.
It's not my deciding factor. It's.
Are you going to get it at launch?
I'm going to try to.
Yeah. Are you going to get it at launch, Gerald? And now he wants to look at this one. Made it a mallard beak. I like that too.
Yeah.
Those are all funny. Sure. Last story on here. It appears that AT&T is shopping around Warner Brothers gaming division and it might be sold off. Apparently, Take-Two and Activision are reportedly interested. I don't know what will happen here, but Warner Brothers' owned properties include Batman, Harry Potter, the Lego movie. So I'm sure that there would be licensing agreements with this, meaning that AT&T would still benefit from this in some way. Other notable games include Mortal Kombat 11 and Middle-Earth Shadow of War. They're looking to sell assets off. To lessen its $200 billion in debt. AT&T acquired Time Warner in 2018, which Warner Brothers Interactive was included in. Full disclosure, I also work for an ISP. It's not that one. Has nothing to do with this story. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Some people think you get butt hurt. But
butt hurt.
Yeah, all that's right. Not the one, but I like that mock-up's a little too... The other one was just solid black. He's got the Spider-Man one pulled up, but this one's got the Spider-Man logo on the side. It was just all black, though. Maybe that one. Yeah. That looks cool. If they were to do... There's your black on black.
I mean, there are some cool ideas that they can do with some colors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's like a real Vader edition.
Yeah.
Yep. So Warner Brothers might be sold. The PS5 looks crazy. The Xbox doesn't look crazy. All the games are weird. And Phil Spencer thinks you should have Xbox on everything.
That's it. That's the news.
That was the entire show. We've ran long. We've gone a little long. We're not going to do shout outs this week. Thomas does like the look of the PS5. He did text me and let me know.
He does like the look of it.
Yeah, he said he caught up on the news of the gaming this week, and he actually is digging the PS5. So, again, you're seeing some of that divide happen. People are either into it or not into it. What is this werewolf game you got pulled up?
Werewolf the Apocalypse.
I don't even know anything about this.
I think that comes out in August.
You going to get it?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
It looks good. Do you play werewolves,
man? I don't know, but it's got werewolves in it.
It
so.
Does have werewolves in it. It's right there in the title.
It is.
You do play as a werewolf.
See, I'm down.
I wish they'd make a new order.
Me too.
Not like a new world order, but like a new 1886.
I knew what you meant.
Okay. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Thomas. Let us know your thoughts on both and what you're looking to do for the future. Anybody else can let us know, too. Remember, you can write in podcast@gamestitch.com, or you can do it on Twitter if that's easier, @game_stitch. You can follow us, too. I am at Podcast Ryan. Gerald is at Producer Gerald, and he's at Hoffman Show. You should change your name. Yeah, we did talk about it, but I said it wrong. And Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Don't follow Producer Gerald. That's a stranger. Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Also, don't follow @GameStitch. That's also Stranger Danger. It has to have the underscore.
@Game_Stitch.
Yep. The way the world intended. It's the underscore right there in the fucking middle.
That's That's how spelling works.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening. Thank you for making us part of your week, your day, your month. We know there's a lot more important things going out. I will remind everybody before we go, if you're listening to this on Monday, it is your last opportunity to do the bundle on itch.io. Mm-hmm. I think at the time of recording, it has about 15 hours, one day and 15 hours left. So Monday is going to be it for you. They have raised over $6 million. It is now up to 1,600 games that you get for $5. Which is absolutely bananas.
Yeah, that's a lot, in case you didn't
Bundle
know.
For Racial Justice and Equality. It has raised $6.5 million. It is 1,659 games, valued at $9,205, all yours for $5. I did go ahead and do it last night. So it's pretty simple. You create an account on itch.io. And these are not Steam codes. You create an account on there, and when you do, you pay your $5. You can then download any of these games that, or experiences, because I think they're not all games. There's some like narrative stuff on there. But you give your $5, you have access to all of them. It does not automatically download them, add them to your library. They send you an email with everything in there, and you can scroll through and get the ones you want. But it's got a ton of games that I'm looking forward to playing on there.
Cool.
Yeah. So last chance to get that. Just thought I'd warn everybody.
That's it.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to everything we had to say. If anybody's using that brilliant Switch, that smart home device, let me know, because I'm really considering it, but it's a lot of money. So let me know. If anybody's got a whole stack of Philips Hue lights laying around, let both of us know.
Yeah.
And that's going to do it for the show. We will see you next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.